Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
Our lives have all changed so much because of the pandemic. And again, it amplifies this idea that we can always create habits by default or design, which I think is sort of similar to what you're talking about with the Ryan Holiday. It's like, but because our lives have changed, that the shift gives us the opportunity to create habits by design, right? Like, and it's super, new habits are going to be created no matter what. Like, that's, I think, the trick is the people to understand. Like, you're on a diet no matter what. You're either just conscious of it or not. You have an exercise program. It's either just conscious or not. Like, and maybe it's a Netflix sitting watching, but it's still like, that is your program, even if you're doing nothing, right?
It's episode 229 of the Simply Human podcast with your host, Mark and Rick, two human beings being human. Our goal was to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is Dr. Nima Ramani. He's a chiropractor turned edutainer on a mission to teach business executives, entrepreneurs, and teenagers about how to resolve the root cause of stress. He is the creator of a breakthrough new tool called the Overview Method, where participants are taken through an exercise to clear emotional baggage and resentment that holds them back from moving to new levels in business, health, family, relationships. So, Dr. Nima,
would you like to tell? I will give you $1,000 if you can tell me what it is when you take two words like that and smash them together. Like, what do you call it?
Edutainment.
Edutainment.
I do know what that's called.
No, you don't.
I do. It's called a palindrome.
A portmanteau.
I will give you. I will give you back your $1,000.
Thank you.
Wait, I didn't get the $1,000, so how can I give it back to you?
I feel like this is a numbers game. We're playing a shell game here.
What is the name of the contraption, the bicycle-looking thing with the huge wheel in the front and the small wheel in the back?
That is the bicycle from the movie Bruno.
That is incorrect.
Do not Google that on your work computer, everyone.
Oh, gosh. Do I need to bleep that? I don't know what that is.
No, you don't need to bleep it. It's not a swear word.
That
just,
is...
use your personal phone, not your work computer, to Google the Bruno bicycle.
FW. It is a penny farthing.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I don't think yours is true. So we're recording. We've got... dang. I was going to bring up a... we got a really good comment on our YouTube. One of our YouTube shows. So we've been doing YouTube video. Now, we had Kathleen Trotter back on.
Yes.
Who is great. And we had this incredible conversation.
It was really fun.
And she mentioned this on Facebook that we kind of ambushed her and she,
unintentionally.
That she didn't realize that we were recording and she said a lot of swear words. And I don't know, because the bleeping tool on video is different than the bleeping tool. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to edit that. It's going to take me like half a day.
Do you have to edit like the lip reading part too?
No, it has to do with like, I have time code of all the swear words. And you had a couple of swear words in there too. So it's not just Kathleen. And we talked about swearing. But it has to do with like, if the time code messes up on the video, and when it's just a big mess. You have to split the video and the audio. It's just a big mess. I'm not as good.
So what you're saying is now I've really got to actually stop swearing. It's no longer just
one or two is okay. I can find them. Okay. But what I might have to do is just listen to the whole thing again after I've edited the ins and outs and everything else. Hold on. How do I go to my comments?
On what?
Your videos.
You know what? I actually haven't looked at that yet. Let me see.
Customized channel, 16 days ago, 22 weeks. Oh, here we go. I did it. Oh, wait. It's going to start playing.
Oh, hey. I've got an account here. Oh, no, man. This is a different
one. Oh, my gosh.
I need to log in under our account.
Okay. I owe Corey Mascara an apology.
For calling him Cody?
No. Did you do this?
Did I do what?
The title of the YouTube video is number 227, Chris Mascara.
I didn't do anything. Way to go, Mark.
I would not have done that.
Very clearly you did, because I don't have access to our YouTube page. I should probably get that at some point.
Dang. Well, it says one comment.
Why don't you go down there and edit it?
I am. It says, I hope you didn't see that.
Way to go, Mark. Way to
go. Hold on. This is great.
Nobody will stop listening, everybody.
I'm going to look this up. You tell us about your hair.
So I haven't had a haircut.
Bragger.
Right now is, what is this, the 18th of May. I don't know when the last time I've had one.
It's George Strait's birthday.
This is not a quarantine thing. This has just been, I've been growing my hair out because who cares, man? It has been at least a year since I've had a haircut, and it is just now getting to the length that I like it. And I have been told that I have until next Monday. My job has told me I have until next Monday to get a haircut.
Who was it? Was it like the president of the city that had to tell
you
that?
Yes, the president of the city came down with his top hat and monocle.
On a penny farthing.
No, that's because of the pandemic. They had temporarily suspended hair length grooming standards for men because, you know, can't go get a haircut. Well, that was literally just for me because I'm the only person in the entire
that needs a haircut,
you know, in the entire department that like is anywhere close to those grooming standards. Everybody else is, you know, doing a high and tight or a flat top or whatever. So that was specifically for me, but they, because now our governor has decided it's a good idea to open things back up, even though we're having, you know, gigantic surges of cases and people are dying at higher rates and people are testing higher at higher rates. We're going to open things up now.
We're not getting into it here.
Oh yeah. We're not going to get into the science of
the
things.
Opinions like, are not.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let's stop testing. And then no one will have a positive test.
That's what we did all fall when we all had it anyway.
But I have been told, because everything is opening up back now, I've been told that June 1st, which is this coming Monday, and I don't know, like, it's the longest my hair has ever been by far. I mean, here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's super long, but, like, just, like, the back is the problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The length in the back is the issue. Because
party in the front, business in the back.
Well, I mean, it's really just kind of party in the front and party in the back. Really, it's long all over, but
your mom is an expert on that one.
But it's because it touches my collar, and so I'm literally just gonna go in and be like, hey, you have to just trim it up to where it's not touching my collar. I'm not even sure I'm gonna have them trim the top of it because it's all super, like,
I could cut your hair
objective too, like it has to be it can't be unkempt looking, which usually when I go to work, I mean, it's combed, it looks nice. This is how like the rest of the world looks, except in the land of flat tops and mustaches and Oakley sunglasses, but
Farva.
I guess I have to look like everybody else. Policeman robot.
Hey,
they're gonna make me remove my Grateful Dead t-shirt too, probably.
You know what? You've just been like pinning your badge to the outside of your t-shirt.
That's how I'm gonna start going, showing up to work.
You get like a shaved head haircut and then the t-shirt badge. Yeah.
This makes me want to, like, the episode of The Simpsons where they had like all the major league players come and play for the company softball team, and Mr. Burns told Don Mattingly to shave his sideburns, but he didn't have any sideburns.
Yeah, and they were just
like, shaved all the way up. Put that in the show notes. But yeah, so that's where I'm gonna end up. So I've got, you know, I'm gonna have my lovely locks.
It'll grow back. Even after you die, it still grows.
Yeah, it'll grow back, but I have to keep cutting it. That's the problem. They won't get off my back about it, probably. My mom says I look very handsome.
I also think you look very handsome. I have an update on our shirts.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So this is going to come out after it comes out. But listen, hold on. But we were correct. And on the last show, we talked about the audio version of Kathleen Trotter came out today. Okay. We talk about possibly on or about May 20th, the shirts being on like the Betty Ruckus flash sale.
Yes.
That's happening on the 20th.
On the 20th.
Yes. So Okay. Get on there and we'll put a thing on Facebook. I'll link to it as soon as I get it. And I don't know what the color is going to be. I know it's going to be this logo. And
it's going to be vomit green.
Yeah. Dinty Moore. Ugh, Hormel stop. Chili.
Orange chili.
Can cream.
It's a joke for four people right there. Why are we not releasing the YouTube show on the same day that we're releasing the podcast show? Just because it takes longer to produce the YouTube show?
Oh, so you want to take that over, Rick? Is that what you're saying?
That's my question. If the answer is yes, because of effort, then all right, well, I guess it's just...
It does, like, with the new Red Circle platform, the audio upload and all that is like insanely fast. It's the video.
Okay.
I'm getting faster at it. The video would have been already up of Trotter if I don't even want to start it because it's going to be such a daunting task. But you know what? I'm going to look at it this way. It's going to make me better at bleeping tool. I'm going to figure out.
Is it a big deal that there's a lot of swear words on YouTube?
I don't. Yeah, I think so. I mean, they caught
just
the
like my mom.
They caught the Van Halen. They caught the Van Halen song within like 60 seconds.
Well, they're like people. I can find you YouTube videos of people using the F word all the time. That's not a big deal.
The rest of the show is going to be links sent from me to me from Rick. That's all he's going to be doing the rest of the show. So that's fun. So let's see. YouTube, go to iTunes, leave us a review. Hold on. Dang it. I had the name of the person. I don't think this is. Hold on. We got a great comment from Minch Yoda. Is that a your dog reference?
I don't think so. I mean, Yoda's not famous because of my dog. He's famous because of Star Wars.
I don't think you're right about that. I'll read to the very end of this. It's a pretty long comment. It was great. He's talking about stoicism, and if life throws lemons at you and you stand there and let them hit your face, then that's on you. If life throws lemons at you and you just get angry and let it make you hate, then that's you. But if you dodge and duck, or even if one hits you in the face and you say, F you, lemons, and come out on the other side a better person, then that is where the magic lies. But this is how I take it again. 30 years into this lesson, in my own words, I let S slide off me like water off a duck. And as a follow-up, I just keep on keeping on after that. So good comment there.
Things you can control. Things we talked about with Kathleen. There's some things you can control, some things you can't. And you have to be able to sort both those things out.
We have had a lot of good. I need to figure out. I've done it before because your Rick Tries a New Food is a playlist. So somehow I did a playlist.
You
so,
sent me that, and I wasn't following exactly why we need to do a playlist.
So I need to figure out the playlist thing and do a playlist so people can just find them all in one
Google
spot. Right. I know. It'll take me 2 seconds to do it. But I'm trying to think. What else? What other exciting things? We're going to do this shirt. We'll give you a shout-out. I don't even know if our call the phone number, see if the phone number works. This is great radio.
Hang on.
Do you remember?
What is it again?
42 human. 530-42 human?
Yeah, 530-42-H-U-M-A-N.
H-E double hockey sticks.
We're going to go on speakerphone. Can you hear that? All right. Leave you a message. you son of a bitch. I'm gonna make you bleep just for that.
Okay, it will. No. I'm gonna have to cover that up.
Yeah, you are.
Hold on. Let me. That's every time you call me. That's the fix.
This is gonna be one you can't bleep.
Yep. Hold on.
I'm just gonna have to blur the screen.
I've got bleeps. 12:33.
We do want to hear from you people, though.
Yeah.
You people,
call us. Leave humans. Us. I got back.
Okay, so the hotline number, answer 24 hours a day on Mark Rogers' phone, is 530-42-HUMAN.
Human.
Can we not get 69-HUMAN? Do you not get to pick your own number?
The numbers around 70 don't really appeal to me. I don't understand. I mean, that's okay. 10 touchdowns.
Let me call your mom and see if she will explain. I mean,
did you hear the holdout this morning on the musers?
No, but don't talk about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did.
So call us at 530-42-HUMAN. You can Facebook is probably our most active social media platform, so I'm sure most of you probably follow us on Facebook, comment, whatever. Simply Human 52 at Twitter and Instagram.
At Simply Human 52.
Yeah, I said it backwards. At SimplyHuman52 on Twitter and Instagram. You can email Mark, simplyhumanlifestyle@gmail.com.
Do not email Rick at SimplyHumanRick.
I will start checking it. I have the Gmail app on my phone.
Oh.
I am SimplyHumanRick@gmail.com. But if you send something to him, then he'll send it to me, like, you know, so whatever. But call us, text us, something. I don't know.
I want to do this. Fun. I want to. It won't be a show, but I want to record with Jason.
Yeah.
Just like a hey, 5-10 minutes. What are you, where are you? Tell us why you started listening. Some of your favorite moments, what are you like? I don't know.
You know what?
And then just post that on YouTube.
Yeah. Maybe we could start doing that.
We don't have to, I don't have to edit anything. Yeah.
Well, 5-minute interviews with some of our favorite humans.
If you would like to be interviewed by us and thrown out on the YouTube channel, send us the thing.
Yes. And I'll send us a thing.
All that is in the, just send us a, hey, let's do this. Okay, so our dog Roger had to go to the vet. We talked about this. He's doing fine, but it's bringing up this conversation about do we get
another
dog?
He is still alive?
Listen, so when Dr. Nima comes on, this will be something we can continue talking about if he just pops in. We've narrowed it down. Okay, I say we. I have narrowed it down.
You and the veterinary are in the lab with their Bunsen burners. Bunsen burner.
We have both, Jen and I have both been like, we're not getting another dog ever, right?
Ever?
That's been our stance because you can't travel. Yeah, it's just
get a cat.
You shut your mouth. Cats are the worst.
Cats are nice.
Oh, here he is. Dr. Okay, Nima. Perfect. Dr. Nima.
Hey.
And I know you go by, we're recording. We've learned that, and we're doing video. It's Dr. Nima, but
my dogs are attacking something out there.
And is it Romani?
Romani, wow, dude.
Do you have Persian friends? There's
a Dr. Romani in my city, and so that's how he says it, and so that's what I guess. But you go by Dr. Nima,
right? Yeah,
and you're a dog person.
I'm a dog person for sure.
So this is perfect.
Literally just started talking
we
about
just
dogs.
Just started talking about dogs. Ago. So
they heard you.
Yeah,
right. Their ears were burning, so they're like, ah.
What? Okay, you have more than one. Tell us about your dogs.
Two. Well, I have a dog, and my wife has a baby dog. Like, we both have fur babies. We just got married, and
congratulations.
We have two little fur baby kids, and we have a baby on the way. So
what?
A little bit, little family. We got married a month ago. Like, literally 1 month ago today, we've been married. It was a beautiful little COVID wedding.
COVID we baby.
We have a COVID baby arriving in October.
You have to name it COVID.
Corona.
Yeah, we were thinking about calling it COVID. But, you know,
do you know, is it boy, girl? Are you finding out?
We are deliberately not going to find out.
Good for you.
We have names prepared for either one.
Oh, this
is
perfect.
And we just like it to be a surprise.
This is perfect. Like, I was just about to bring this up. So I have two old beagles.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. One of them is dead. I have one old beagle.
way to go, Mark.
Yeah.
It's your loss.
One died 2 years ago. And my wife and I are like, we have three kids, 10, 9, and 6. We've talked about we're not ever getting dogs. Well, now I'm saying this quiet because I don't want my wife to hear. My oldest daughter and I are trying to like chip away.
Sure into it
at that right
yeah
and we're just having these okay hypothetical we're not getting a dog but hypothetical
I have this friend
yeah if we did get a dog what are some funny names or some good names okay so
good
I had narrowed it down to three and I want you all to help me with the names okay
go.
For human names for animals by the way
this is like for our hypothetical dog that we're gonna get
okay
when this other dog meets his demise
like you're gonna drop him into a wood chipper That's what that sounds like when he meets his demise. Like he's really pissed you off.
I've got him by the hind legs and just drop him over.
I've had enough of your S, Roger.
Dr. Nima, my dog's name is Roger Rogers. Okay, so we're not above the ridiculous dog name. Okay, the first option is, and just bear with me here. Like think about calling this name out, yelling at it, being happy with it. Okay, first name is Fart.
Nope.
Come here.
Really?
Fart.
You're not going to be able to get Mark. You're fart. Not going to be able fart, to fart. Get this past your wife if you want to name a dog Fart.
Okay. Second option.
That's so crazy.
Uncle Al.
Not Al. Uncle Al.
Uncle Al.
His official title.
That's a funny name.
Okay.
No. Okay.
It is a funny name.
Third, I'll be the judge of this.
The third option kind of goes along with the owl, but is my wife's grandfather's name. He went by Junior his whole life. His actual name was Alvis Byron. Alvis Byron would be a good name.
A-L-V-I-S, not E-L,
right.
Alvis?
Alvis Byron. To name a little
so
dog, Alvis Byron.
You're going to try to convince your wife to get a dog by name. Hey, we're going to name this dog after your grandfather to honor him. Dog who licks other dog butts.
Or
in
fart.
Honor of
or
Uncle
Elvis.
Or fart. or fart. So it's down to honoring
why,
your...
Why would she oppose this? What, is she an idiot?
Exactly. Right? I don't know. Yeah.
I think what you should do instead is you and your daughter work on her and be like, hey, we want to get a horse. And just have the horse live in the backyard.
Or a pig.
We can feed it and just go on with this horse and horse and horse. And then when she just explodes, like, all right, fine, we'll get a horse.
We'll get a dog instead. Okay.
And she won't even notice the dog.
There you go.
Because you've been doing the horse.
I mean Dr. Nima, are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. As you can see,
there's
beautiful mountains up here.
Wow. Wait, so that's
2 weeks in a row we have had our Canadian brothers.
That's on Vancouver's the west.
West coast.
We had Toronto last week.
It's now 6:30 p.m., bright and sunny.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
Are you from Canada?
I was born in Iran, but we moved to Canada when I was 4.
Okay.
And I'm Canadian. So I'm full on Canadian.
Hockey?
Yes.
Full blown.
I haven't played. I'm a big fan, but not as big as like basketball. So okay. I love hockey.
You big Steve Nash fan?
Yes, he's from here.
Yep.
I was about to say he's from Vancouver.
Yeah, he's from here.
And he played for the Mavs for a long time.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Steve Nash. Yeah. He's our pride and joy, you know? It's like, how often does a Canadian win the MVP 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Of professional basketball. Right.
Rick, very quickly, where did he go to college?
Santa Clara.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Vancouver Canucks. Is that your team? Are you Canucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Okay.
Rick is a Chicago Whitehawks fan.
That is not a team at all in hockey. I'm a Stars fan.
Dang it.
But I could appreciate our owner, Tom Gilardi, owns a bunch of hotels in Vancouver. He's a Vancouver, highfalutin Vancouver businessman.
Well, how about that?
Beautiful.
All right, very quickly, let's do the birthday guessing game. Rick.
Okay, here's a thing that we do. We can't really explain why we do it or how we started doing it, but just someday we started doing this several years ago. Mark and I each get 2 guesses at your birthday. Okay, just the month and the day, not the year, and you just respond. We each get 2 shots at it. Don't give it away. Be like, ooh, that's close. Just yes or no. And for the record, I'm the only one to have ever gotten this right, because I am better than Mark.
And 3 weeks ago, you got 1 day away from our guest's child's birthday, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
No. You got 1 day off of his
that's
birthday.
That's what you meant to do.
Yeah.
I've gotten really close like 2 or 3 times. And then there was a bit like that I did for like 2 months where I researched the guests ahead of time and like nailed their birthdays like 4 weeks in a row. And Mark actually believed that I got it without like cheating.
Okay. All right. You have to
go first.
No, you have to go. You always have to go first. So I have 1 day is lessened.
I will go April 20th.
No.
Why are you laughing, Mark?
Hitler's birthday.
Okay. I did not pick that because it was Hitler's birthday. I picked it because 420 is a funny number.
October 1st.
No. November 22nd. You guys are hilarious. Did you go to high school together?
Sort of.
We actually have known each other for like 25
Wait,
years.
Hold on.
You can totally tell. You guys
so
are
is it
no, like,
wait, is it November 22nd?
Since childhood, I can see it.
Did you give it away?
I would love to just hang with you guys. I can't believe I'm just meeting you. This is the most incredible podcast interview
Rick,
I've ever had.
Since
we haven't even gotten to what we're going to talk about.
Hey, since we've started doing video, like every one of our guests have made some sort of comment like that. Hey,
they could see us
but
laughing.
Did you say is your birthday November 22nd?
Correct.
My wife's is the 21st.
Amazing.
What are the odds? That's 1 in 365.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, on to the show.
This isn't the show?
Yeah. No,
well,
we've been recording.
This is the lead up. This is the ramp upwards.
Okay.
Amazing.
Dr. Nima, you are in your material that was sent to us, an edutainer. Tell us your story. I know we did an intro we did a little bio in the intro, but in your words, kind of give us your story. How did you get to where you are today?
Are we actually recording now?
We have been recording the whole time. This is all the show.
So this is the actual interview?
Yeah, but but all of this is going to be on the show, so.
Oh my God, I freaking love this. This is the coolest thing ever. So it really illustrates the point of the edutainment. Okay, is that I can't my nervous system, in order for me to learn something that's very valuable and critical, if I do it in a form of entertainment, if it's presented to me in an entertaining way, my chances of retaining it becomes very important, much higher. Right?
Right, right.
And there's nothing more important for you to retain than understanding how to regulate your nervous system. Because you live your life through your nervous system. I have been a chiropractor for the last 20 years. And I graduated in 2001 at the Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College. And I was on this path to help people heal. The problem is that some people would heal and others wouldn't. And my ego didn't really like that. My ego hated the fact that, you know, out of 100 people that would come in with a variety of aches and pains and digestive issues and jaw pain and headaches and hormonal issues and issues, you know, of a health standpoint, I could help probably 80% of them just with the chiropractic work. But then there was the 20 that I couldn't get to, and I had to find out why. So it was a merging of everything I learned in neuroscience and in personal growth and in transformation that I merged with what I have done in chiropractic to create a methodology to help people become their own self-healers. That there were certain things in their journey, their traumas and dramas and stories, that stopped them from actually fully healing. And then if they were playing victim to their history, they would not be able to fully heal. And so I created these workshops called Life Skills for a Stressful World 10 years ago in my practice, where it was a 3-hour workshop on Saturday morning, where if you came in, Rick, with a back problem or a health issue or neck aches, I'd say, hey, Rick, we're going to work on this for the next several weeks, but please come to my Saturday morning workshop called Life Skills for a Stressful World, where I can help empower you to become your own healer and be able to heal much faster and get better outcomes in here. And use me as your maintenance guy rather than your repairman.
So how did you come about making this connection between the dealing with those emotional, those traumas and things like that connected directly to the physical stuff?
That's very good question. Yeah. I would notice that the people that would get better were the ones that had some perspective on healing their past, but the people who had really deep, dark histories, people who had like a story of suffering that they were holding on to, that they couldn't get over, like a trauma that they haven't been able to overcome, a breakdown of a relationship that they're still holding on to resentment towards, to the degree you're holding on to that resentment, you're not going to get as good outcomes. And you're going to have a wide variety of health issues pop up. On the other side, here's what I would notice. I'd be like, Rick, what's going on? Well, I have this real deep problem with sciatica going down the, you know, my leg. Also, my digestion's been shot. I go, okay, Rick, so how long have you been dealing with that for? About 6 years. So what's my next question I would ask Rick?
What happened 6 years ago?
Bingo.
Okay.
And the answer was always a divorce, a death in the family, I got fired from my job, I haven't spoken to my mom, my brother and I stopped speaking. So I started realizing that the fractures within our relationship and our, in other words, our re-triggered, resurfaced emotional wounding translates to a physical breakdown. And unless we go after closing that loop, you will always be suffering, and no amount of chiropractic work that I do is going to address a problem caused by a rejection wound.
Well, and that's the whole point of our show, The Simply Human Lifestyle. It's eating like humans were designed to eat, sleeping, managing stress, enjoying life, the way we say that, and sleep. And you can't just they're all related. And I always use the example, our listeners are probably sick of me talking about the moon cycles, right? The moon cycle, like, that moves the ocean, right? And we think that it's somehow we can, like, separate ourselves from the natural cycles of things. And that's what you're talking about. It's like, it's all connected here. It's like you think, and then people are, like, questioning, like, I don't understand what the problem could be. What's the problem? Well, how are you sleeping? Well, I don't get very good sleep. I watch TV until 2 o'clock. Well, it's like, how do we break through that concrete and get people to understand that it's all connected?
Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm about to blow your mind with how big this is. Are you ready? Okay. See this picture behind
Here's
me?
My daughter.
Prepare.
Okay.
The moon.
See this picture behind me. What is that?
Oh my gosh.
That is the moon. No, that's the Earth from the moon.
From the moon. It's called Earthrise. It's the first ever photograph ever taken. Hey, little one. Yeah. It's the first ever photograph ever taken of us. It's the moment. It was December 25th. I believe it was 1963. 69, correct. 69, correct. And it was the moment where humanity, we went to study the moon, but we got a photograph of us, and it was the moment that humanity got a collective self-awareness, that we got this understanding that, holy crap, there is no us versus them, there's just us.
Us.
That we're on this floating spaceship Earth, and that we can't stay. We're here for a very brief period of time. And the astronauts that would leave the planet and they would come back down to Earth, they would have a huge monumental shift to their well-being, to their perspective.
Right.
And that's called, there's a word for that. It's called the overview effect.
I'm writing that down. Overview effect.
The overview effect. Look it up. You can look it up. There's a YouTube. Look up YouTube, the overview effect. It's a 19-minute video clip that interviews astronauts that had this life-altering perspective of going to outer space and coming back and going, wait, there's something.
Who cares about the person cutting me off? Like Ryan Holiday in his Stillness is the Key book. Recommend all the Ryan Holiday books. He talks about a specific story of an astronaut who was like, I wish I could bring every politician one by one up here and say, look at that.
I listened to that book.
Yeah, greatness.
Now, that's called the overview effect. What you just described is the overview effect, which is a cognitive shift that astronauts would feel when they go into outer space. Now, here's the interesting part. Simply by asking myself some very directed questions and going into my body and creating that safety that's lost when I had that trauma and asking myself a different set of questions about that, those events that happened in my life, I then have the exact same impact of the overview effect with my own life. And I now don't see myself as a victim to my history anymore. That's why I called it the overview method. It's a method that I came up with. Everybody says what you said, Mark. We should do exercise, eating right, and stress reduction. But that's just paying lip service.
Right.
Doctors just pay that lip service. I had to answer the question, how? How do I take what you just did, like you just fired me from my job, or you just dumped me, or I just got, you know, $50,000, like, completely embezzled from one of my, you know, colleagues, or what, these are some of the challenges I hear, or abuse, physical violence, domestic violence, these things that are unforgivable and that are taking up time and space in my mind. How do I deal with that? Or I'm going through a divorce and they're treating me like absolute crap, and this is unfair, it's unjust what's happening. How do I manage myself? And the answer is, you must learn the art of becoming trigger-proof. Trigger-proof doesn't mean trigger-less. It means learning how to take a trigger and, as Ryan Holiday says, creating stillness from within rather than expecting it somebody outside of you to create it, rather than waiting for situations to change, for the government to open up, for mommy and daddy to finally see me, for my ex to finally apologize before I can fully engage back with life and rely on these external things. I'm now going to create that stillness within myself and resource myself. How? By going back to the old wounding of what this trigger is really about. Nothing that I'm dealing with right now in what's pissing me off has anything to do with what's happening right now. It is a younger version of myself that I have been conditioned to betray and abandon every time I get triggered in service of getting approval externally. And by using what I kind of put together called the overview method, I can remove myself out of that situation and take an objective look at the truth of what's going on rather than being the victim to it. Seeing that what happened to me didn't actually start with me. It didn't even start with my parents either. and they're unfair of treatment towards myself because they were at the effect of the traumas that were passed down from their parents,
right.
who were at the effect of the traumas passed down from their parents.
So there's no like end. I mean, it goes back. So you have to be the one that stops the cycle. Yeah.
It didn't start with you,
right.
but it must end with you when you put your hand up and say, look, I'm going to take on this work, not just to break the cycle for my kids so that I don't turn into a reactive prick
right.
like was done to me.
It's not fair. That's not fair. But who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm doing this for my father and my own mother.
Yeah.
I'm taking on this healing work for them
yeah.
because they clearly didn't have it available to them.
Right.
That's
we could go down this whole tangent, like what you just talked about, like social media and like the dangers and effects of that. But let's talk about, I know one of the things you talk about is like this difference in like, I'm going to be positive thinking. Like why is that like, that's like the beginning. It's bigger
yeah,
than that.
Totally. If you look at the earth, at every moment, half of it is bathed in sunlight and the other half is completely covered in darkness. In every moment, there's a duality of light and dark.
Oh, I love that.
If you take a magnet, you have a positive and a negative. Both are part of the magnet. It's a universal law. So much so that if you say, Mark, here you go. I want you to eliminate the negative, please. Here you go. Just give me the positive part and eliminate the negative. You're going to likely, if you're ignorant, you're going to take a saw and you're going to try to cut away the negative because you just want the positive. But then what happens, if you know anything about physics, if you cut that magnet in half, what do you now have?
Now you have
a piece of metal.
Two magnets that are both the same. You have positive and negative on two halves.
Positive, negative on this one, positive, negative on that one.
I was
Wait
correct.
A second. There's something embedded in nature that requires the light and the shadow, the positive and the negative, the yin and the yang.
Yin and the yang, yeah.
The good and the evil. There's a dualistic Tao. That's embedded in universal law that there's a duality that is required in order for you to have wholeness. And to actually heal, I must engage and I must integrate that dark, shadowy, negative part of me. I cannot try to eliminate the most schizophrenic human beings out there, bipolar, schizophrenic, and I'm not using them as diagnoses. I'm just using them as kind of adjectives. The most fragmented parts of us happen when we are trying to be the one side and denying the other. Mm. See, I am good and I am evil. I'm a saint and I am a sinner. I am a sweetheart and I'm an asshole.
And isn't it interesting that like all these principles of wholeness and health and all that, we've known this is since the beginning
Ancient.
Of humans.
It's this mythology.
Is, we don't need anything. That's another simply human. That's another principle. It's like, don't
Both
overthink
sides
this.
Of me.
Yeah.
So
and,
what
yeah.
that means is instead of trying to be positive, I'd rather be authentic. Which means to embrace the fact that I'm not happy all the time and positive all the time. The most depressed people in the world are the ones with the happiest fantasies of positive thinking all the time when there's another side to you called your shadow that really deserves a little bit of space to move and breathe. And that when I can really integrate that part of me, that's when I have wholeness and healing.
And I think another huge issue is like we're this whole yin and yang thing. It's like we're supposed to be exposed to hot water and cold water. We're supposed to have
contrast
moods that are good and moods that are bad. Well, we come in and we like try to just make everything
we judge them.
Baseline. It's like
yeah.
I'm gonna be in 72 degree water and air all day. I'm gonna take a pill so I don't have like super high emotions and I don't want to feel any bad emotions. And it's like, what is that doing
success,
to us?
Only success,
yeah.
never failure.
Well, and it's
well,
and
I think too. You hit on it, Dr. Nima, when you said like, you know, people who have this like overwhelmingly like super positive fantasy tend to be
yeah.
more unhappy. And I think
Correct.
When you don't allow that freedom of the negative half to have some space, it doesn't mean you have to let it take over. But when you try to kill that with gotta think positive,
yes.
gotta think positive, then
half of me is unfathomable.
Yeah, you don't have the freedom to be who you are. And
Correct.
Some days are good. Some days are bad. You have to be able to live with positive emotions and negative emotions.
Totally.
And when you have this negative emotion and you try to kill it with whatever it happens to be, whether it's substances or whether it's
suppressing
positive thinking, you're suppressing your own freedom on how you are supposed to be, how you are.
The best example of this, Rick, is the movie Inside Out.
Oh, I cried. I cried at that one.
So did I.
Not okay.
Rick, watch
that
movie.
Wait, is this
movie.
The one with the, where, like the kids' emotions are like inside?
Yes.
So good.
Brilliant. Cool. It actually demonstrates that exact point, is that this girl, her sadness was unfathomable to her. She was resisting it until she finally allowed for the sadness to move through her, was when she was able to let go of the depression. In other words, feelings are feelings and they're not meant to be suppressed.
Right.
Yeah.
But our biggest obstacle comes in judging whatever feelings come up. So instead of observing them and allowing them and making sense of them, we judge them and we suppress them and they stay with us longer.
Well, and it's just like I love the kind of the Buddhist mentality, the Zen mindfulness, things aren't good or bad, things just are. And like training yourself to think of it like that.
Acceptance is the answer.
I love the parable of like the farmer who like his horses get out, and so all his neighbors are like, "Oh, your horses got out, that's terrible." And he's just like, "Eh, what is good or bad?" The next day the horses come back and bring all these horses, and the neighbors are like, "This is great, you've got all these horses." And he's like, "Eh,
is that so?
What is it?" And then his son is riding one of the wild horses, breaks his leg, "Oh, this is terrible. Eh, I don't know if it's good or bad." The next day, the army comes by looking for soldiers, and he is, they don't take him because his leg, right?
So excused.
Everything is just, it just happens. And the
such
other,
such a great parable.
The other like kind of point that I like to make on this stuff is like riding downhill on a bicycle is fun, right? You get, as you're going down skiing, right? You're anything that's down, you get this thing. Well, now take the ski lift out of the equation. What do you have to do to enjoy that rush of going downhill? You got to work your butt off to get up to the top. And if all we're doing is just ski lifting to the top and enjoying the downhill, it's like that's cutting the magnet in half, right? We're missing. You got to have both. And getting up the hill always takes longer than going down every time. And it's like that's the point.
And the other point that's in there with that amazing analogy is to actually enjoy the ride down, you must surrender.
Right. Mm. Right.
You must let go of control and allow.
Yeah. You slam on your front brake, you're going to go over the handlebars.
So there's the other part of the duality is life is both a mixture of working hard and letting go.
Right. Yeah. And it's this
of
variation
and effortless.
Yeah.
There's got to be a balance, like looking at your breath, breathing in. Because I have an amazing workshop called Breathwork and Badassery, where I teach people my clients how to actually breathe properly, because we forget. We are so stuck in our heads, we're out of our bodies, we stop learning how to breathe.
Is this
right?
how it works? Open your mouth and breathe in and out of your mouth. Is
it
that
seems
right?
Simple enough, but we totally forget. But
punch him in the stomach. So
look at this. Check this out. This is a bunch of like amazing personal development right here. If you can focus on this.
Yeah.
The inhale is the effort, and the exhale is the surrender.
It's going downhill.
In order for you, the way that you breathe is how you think, and the way that you breathe is your relationship with the universe. Inhale, so there's an abundance of air. Inhale is receiving. Exhale is giving. In order to have a really balanced life, we must have a balance of receiving and giving. And the effort is in the receiving, inhale, and then the exhale is the letting go. So we have to have a balance of effort and letting go. We must have a balance of giving and receiving. And unconsciously, the way that I'm breathing tells me my relationship with the universe. Most of the time I realize I wasn't inhaling. I was holding my breath, meaning I wasn't open to receiving. I didn't feel an abundance. I was in scarcity, and my breath was actually giving that indication. So I started to, the foundation of this work that I'm teaching now with the overview experience is to teach you from the ground up how to breathe in direct to create a relationship of fair exchange with the universe, which will then be the foundation of your work and all of your other relationships.
Hmm. Man, this is my mind is. Can you see it on the ceiling there? Is it visible? My mind is blowing out. Okay, I can't believe this. We have 2 minutes. So before we ask you the final question that we ask all of our first-time guests, promote yourself at drnima.com.
Correct.
Tell everybody where they can find you, all that good stuff.
I have a new Facebook group I started during the COVID pandemic called Trigger Proof. How to regulate your stress and strengthen immunity during a global crisis. Huh. It's called Trigger Proof.
I'm looking it up right
now. That's the first thing is go there, because I do literally a transmission every day when I use my methodology to get myself into a state of loving flow. And then I literally just transmit what just came through in all of the client calls and the revelations from my own work, the voice within. And I just share that in a way that's going to help you connect deeper with yourself.
Okay. Tools there's also a band. There's a band called Trigger Proof.
I know. I heard about that. Yeah.
I accidentally followed them.
And Simple Human is a brand of trash cans. So.
Beautiful. Exactly. So we all have something in common. That's the first thing. So you join that and you just pay attention and you listen to each and you do the work, because I'm giving you exercises each day designed to regulate your nervous system. It's all about self-regulation and co-regulation, so we can create a community of people that are living by design, which we're meant to be socially engaging, activating our ventral vagal nervous system where we have joy, where we have connection. Because our nervous systems get dysregulated from stress and we get into sympathetic fight or flight or complete shutdown and dissociation, we have to learn how to be able to self-assess and to take action so that we can show up as the greatest versions of ourselves to connect with one another, because that's how healing happens. It happens in community. That's the first thing. The second thing is I have a free training on the stages. It's a 90-minute training that I have that's how to become trigger-proof. And so I'll give that to you right now. I'll give it in the chat box right here.
Okay.
And I'll give the promo code to anyone who's watching, drnima.com. Here it is. I'm just putting it in right now. So drnima.com, VW1. And then the promo code is Trigger Proof. So that gives it free. Normally it's there's an investment for that. If you just put the promo code TRIGGERPROOF, all one word, you get a 90-minute training on the steps it takes. So I talk about regulating your nervous system. I talk about clearing your past resentments. I talk about learning how to dance with that dark passenger, that little inner critic voice in your head that says you're not worthy. I talk about how to empathically connect with your younger parts that you've abandoned, and how to walk with a community and share vulnerably, because we heal in community.
Right.
So I teach you all of that. That's all there. It's free for each of you.
Forget having separate guests, Rick. We're just, it's the Dr. Nima show, and we're just, he's just going to be, he's going to be our guest every time.
You've now been conscripted into the Simple Human
show. At your service.
Send me your 1099. We make no money.
Expect a royalty check every year for 5 cents.
Yeah. Jump into those, ask questions, and after you've been training, you're going to want to go deeper and heal with those younger parts. I've taken my methodology and I put it together in a form where you can learn. And what it is an active meditation that you will customize for your own particular wounding. In other words, there's maybe an 8-year-old version of Rick that felt unworthy because his parents divorced, and maybe a 12-year-old version of Mark who got his ass kicked from the bullies in school. Who knows? Those versions are pretty accurate. Yes. Was I right? I don't know. I'm just getting a sense. What you do is you will learn how to self-heal those wounds rather than expecting somebody to do it for you. And we do it all as a community to create secure attachments with our work and our personal lives and break the cycle of intergenerational trauma we unknowingly pass on to our kids because we don't know how to self-regulate. We just pass it on.
And the sad thing is a lot of parents don't even know. It's like you don't know what you don't know. And it's like, we got to wake people up.
This is the wake-up call, trigger-proof. It's like this COVID pandemic, it's now blown up, this thing. And in a month, it's gone to over 1,000 members, and it just keeps,
cool.
You know, people are sending their people. And then I have trainings like this Sunday. You guys would love it. It's called Breathwork and Badassery, where I teach you how to reconnect to breath and allow whatever repressed feelings that you've been hiding, because you want to be positive,
right, right.
And you weren't safe to express your emotions. You can, in a community through your own, you know, private setting, breathe and work them out and connect to your inner child. And I teach you advanced inner child connection strategies. And that's what will help you heal and create intimacy and emotionally regulate, connect to purpose, and heal all of your relationships.
Awesome. Okay, now that's great stuff. We'll put all that in the show notes. Thank you for the promo code. On behalf of our listeners and me, because I'm probably going to do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say Rick is signing up as we speak. Okay, so Rick, not to put any pressure on Dr. Nima, but I'm calling a good answer here.
Okay,
this is a standard question we ask everybody. What is one thing that you enjoy about life, or something you do to make life more enjoyable? It doesn't have to have anything to do with anything. It's like something that you just wake up, you just, I'm going to get to do blank today. Just a hobby or something you just love doing.
Something that I love doing. Well, I'll tell you what I've loved lately. And this has been a topic that I've been requesting everybody in my workshops and everything to do, is to make a playlist of something that you recall in your younger days. Let me show you. What do I love doing? I'll tell you what I love doing. Let me show this to you.
Last dance, Rick.
Okay, check this out. I'll tell you what I love doing. All right, here.
If you like piña coladas.
The worst song ever.
Yeah, exactly.
That goes on my execution playlist.
So, exactly. Let me show you what I absolutely love doing, and here's what it is.
I told you this was going to be good.
It goes... Here it is. Boom. When it comes to the gas, by no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. Get in. Finish it, go. I like the way you work it.
No diggity. I like to bag it up.
The more I connect with that part of me, the more fun and three-dimensional my life gets to be.
Yeah.
So what I'm recommending you do is to create a playlist for yourself that reminds you of those days.
Yes.
Where you had your mojo.
It's funny. Like,
put it on and dance with your kids.
My kids.
Have them laugh at you.
My kids love like Descendants, you know, all the new stuff. And every now and then, and they've gotten to, we're doing this more. My six-year-old son will go, Dad, play a new song. And what he means by that is play a song that we haven't heard that you like. And yeah. It has, I mean, I'm like, huh. And so I start thinking, and now they're asking for those songs. Like, I woke up the other day, and y'all probably don't remember the song Hocus Pocus by Focus. But my son is like in there in his room, like listening to that song. And I was like, yes.
Okay. So here's my suggestion to both of you.
Okay.
Do you have kids, Rick?
Yes, two boys.
Okay. Try this tonight. I'm telling you, it's magic. Put on a song that evokes that playful inner child part of you or inner teenager and act like a complete idiot and shake your booty in front of them.
Do that daily.
And have them roll their eyes at you and go, oh my God, you are such an embarrassment.
Oh, that's one good thing about Alexa. You just come in the morning and say, Alexa, play 90s dance hits. And then just
exactly.
Play songs at my face.
Exactly. And then start dancing for them. And all of a sudden, you're going to see there is a powerful force of co-regulation in your nervous systems that all attune. You realize you, based on how you're being in your nervous system, have an impact on your entire family or your business or your clients or anybody, like, for example, you'd speak to in your podcasting.
Right.
And just by connecting to that part of you, people will feel it, and there's a magnetism towards you that is unstoppable.
Instead of the birthday game, Rick, we should just put on a song and just do it for 5 minutes. We're just going to have dance party.
If you did that, I promise you, do it for 1 week, let's see what happens. 5 minutes a day. I promise you, you'll message me going, oh my God, my entire family dynamics have completely shifted. Thank you.
My family has kicked me out of the house.
Yeah. Marco's dancing out the street.
They're too embarrassed to be around right. me now.
Put your pants on, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say not to wear pants. Yeah. Okay, anyway. All right, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes.
We need to – I'll send you the Calendly link to maybe get you back on like in the fall or sometime, because I feel like we could do
anytime.
another 30 minutes very, very easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah. Easy.
Awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Join
awesome.
My group and
yeah,
engage.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Ask
yes.
questions, and I will drop some – any questions you have about it, I will throw it in, and I will help.
Perfect.
In any way I can.
Awesome. Dr. Nima, you're awesome. Congratulations yes. on the baby and the wedding and the COVID, all that. It's just
congratulations on the pandemic.
Yes!
Yeah.
I was on a roll.
Success.
I was on
very
a
nice.
Awesome. All
That's
right.
The second reference Borat. To Sacha Borat. Baron Cohen on the show today.
Beautiful.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Simply Human podcast.
That was really, really interesting.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man. Okay. So
I think our guests enjoy watching our facial expressions.
I texted this to you when he made that comment. Like, since we've been doing this, we've been getting weird. Like, our guests will, like, reach out afterwards and say, hey, thank you. Like, this was great. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what's
like,
happening.
We don't get people saying, like, hey, I really enjoyed being on your show.
I want to be a host on your show. We had
Every
that.
Every once in a while, we'll get somebody like, hey, thanks. We appreciate it. Or, hey,
not even that often.
Never like the, hey, that was the most fun I've had in like a month.
Yeah, maybe like Kathleen Trotter's post. Yeah.
Pandemic and everything.
That's
but
probably
like,
what's
I think
happening.
People enjoy seeing our faces.
Tip of the week is 5-minute dance party every day. That would also be a funny YouTube video. Rip. Mark and Rick's dance party.
It would be 5 minutes of me doing like the spring.
That would be very funny. Your hair just like.
I don't do a lot of dance. I will strongly consider doing this.
Just try it by yourself and send me a video. Okay, it is 10 after 9. That was good. You need to go to bed. That was greatness.
Yeah, it is 10 after 9. Yeah. I'm an old man. Yeah. It's time for me to get
I'm going to go tell my kids good night and dance with them. Rick, this has been great. We have lots of
yes.
guests lined up. Exciting announcement. I forgot to mention this at the beginning. Guess who's booked?
Hulk Hogan.
Kate Galliott.
Yes!
Yeah.
And this is the perfect format.
Yeah.
For her
oh,
because
we want-
she's been on like 10 times several years ago. And she would like describe things that we should do for
well,
mobility.
We're with Kate.
This is the perfect she can actually see.
I was going to say the first episode with Kate like this, we're not even, it's going to be like the first 10 minutes of the show. Like we're just going to jack around and then it's going to be like, yeah. Okay, we need to have you back on to actually talk about content because she's great. She emailed me right back. It's been over 2 years since she was been on.
Really?
And she was like, I thought you hated me and all this stuff.
Oh
she's still
gosh.
Doing fit,
no,
for
we,
fit for real life and all that. So. We're really excited to have Kate back on. So anyway, lots of guests. This is great. Dance with your kids. That's going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember,
if you cut that magnet in half, what do you now have?
Now you have
a piece of metal.
Two.
So until next time, enjoy yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.